Good morning, everyone. It's time for another Experience Marshalltown program. I want to welcome in Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff in studio.
Good morning, Kyle.
Hi.
How are you?
I am doing awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
A little chilly out there.
It's a little cold. My car is doing the...
You know, I hear you say that every day.
Every day.
There's going to be a day that you're going to make that...
Don't ever say that.
Don't jinx you.
Don't jinx me there.
Well... So today on Experience Marshalltown, we're excited to have Paula Hartman in with the studio with us this morning live. And Paula is the new sales coordinator for the Best Western Conference Center. So I'm excited to have Paula in this morning. So welcome in.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, we're excited. So I'm excited to have a sales coordinator to work with out of the Best Western because, you know, that's what we do is we promote meetings, conventions, sporting events, and tournaments. And those folks have got to have a place to meet and stay.
Well, that's right. And we are the only full-service hotel in the Marshalltown area.
Yes. And so we're excited about that. So we're going to visit with Paula, and we're going to learn a little bit about the Best Western. We're going to learn about the conference center and what Paula's up to. So she's got some fun things. So let's go ahead. You know, Paula, let's talk a little bit, share with the listeners, how long you've been in your role. I know it's just been a short time.
I just started a month ago, but I'm diving in with both feet.
Yeah, hit the ground running.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
it's like,
right.
Here's your office, get going, right?
Oh, we've got a lot going on. So
good.
It's really exciting, and it's busy, and you look at the clock, and you go, whoa, where'd the day go?
Where'd the day go? Yeah, well, that's good. That means you're enjoying it. So before we came in the studio, we were asking around and just trying to figure out the history, a little bit of the history of the Best Western and when it opened. And I think we figured out it was either in 1972 or 73. If we have a listener out there that might know, maybe they could call Kyle or Facebook or email him if you know exactly when the Best Western was built. But, you know, it was built as a conference center, and it has been that for quite some time. And we're really excited about having that as an opportunity for folks to have meetings and conventions in Marshalltown.
Yes, we have over 9 conference rooms, and that features over 6,000 square feet. We do also utilize Mr. G's, which stands for Mr. Gethman. I believe he built the building way back when.
But I think they've rebranded that, haven't they?
Yes. No, it's still called Mr. G's. That's the breakfast area. That's where the free hot breakfast buffet is for all our guests.
I didn't know that.
And anyone is welcome to go partake of that breakfast buffet. It's 5 1/4, and you can get your tickets at the front desk.
I didn't stay at the hotel, obviously, but I did go have breakfast with relatives that were back during the Thanksgiving holiday, and it is a great breakfast.
It is. It's wonderful.
Very, very nice. And so I give a shout out to that. So 6,000 square feet. So let's talk a little bit about the conference area. Have a group or, you know, I'm part of a club or something and I want to bring them to Marshalltown, I just contact you and we can, where do we go from there?
Right. Well, we just kind of sit down and talk about what your needs are. You know, whether or not you're going to need a stage or a platform to announce from, or what type of podium you're going to need. We do have wireless mics and a sound system available. How you want the room to look. Do you want it to be like just theater seating with just chairs, or would you like round tables? Or, you know, of course, we have all of our 8-foot tables that we can set up also. And depending on what your, you know, choice is, that depends on how many people we can occupy in that room.
So okay.
Lots of different options.
Right. And just to kind of jump off of that a little bit, as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, those folks coming in and visiting with Paula, she can also share that we have services and resources available for folks, too, coming in and having meetings and conventions.
You bet.
Welcome bags, visitors guides, dining guides, name badges. We do a welcome receptions, which is actually performed by the Chamber Ambassadors. If you have a group that's over 75 and you want to have a little welcome reception, we have a little wine and cheese reception for your group, and that is always well received.
Wow. Well, I'm going to utilize that quite a bit.
Yeah. It's something that's kind of unique to Marshalltown.
Well, and I'm very excited about partnering with you, Val. We're going to have a good time, and I know we're going to bring a lot more business into Marshalltown.
Yeah, I think we can. So we've got some ideas. We're going to sit down and And but if you're listening and you have a group or organization that is looking for a place to host a meeting, I mean, the great thing about Marshalltown is that we're centrally located. Kind of our theme is meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. We're accessible, we're affordable, we're available, and I think that that's one of the things that, you know, you can always go to a bigger city, but you're going to pay for parking, you're going to pay more for your lodging, and you're definitely going to pay for more for your meals. And I know you have great food out there too. That's just another amenity that you can offer in the conference center.
Right, right. Well, you're right, Val. We're right there at the intersection of Highways 14 and 30, so we're centrally located, you know, for a lot of the smaller towns. And we do have a lot of out-of-town traffic that comes through and stays at our hotel.
Sure.
And utilizes our facilities. The one thing you mentioned about the food that I wanted to let you know is that we're starting a new thing at the Oh Hungry Sports Bar. And we're going to have monthly specials. So today when I get back, I'll be putting that little menu together and get that out on the bar and the tables. And
sure.
We'll be featuring a new brisket sandwich, a new pulled chicken sandwich, and some great new hors d'oeuvres. I think everybody will just love some options.
Oh, good, good. And I know that one of the things that they like to tout is that it's very affordable. You know, that was one of the things when their price structure is mm-hmm. affordable. So if families are staying, you can come over and have a nice meal right there in the hotel. Well, that wraps up our first segment. And I told you that goes fast. So we'll be right back with Experience Marshalltown. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different restaurants? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those restaurants are downtown Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know we have a guide to all the local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee houses, and other area eateries. The Marshalltown CVB, the Guide to Local Eateries, can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. We are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, and convenience stores. Come down to the CVB office and pick them up at the Fisher Community Center, or just give us a call at 753-6645 and we'd be glad to set some aside or drop them off. Treat yourself to the diversity of our restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us and discover our world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
And welcome back. Our second segment here of Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff.
Thank you, Kyle. So if you're just tuning in, we're in our second segment of Experience Marshalltown. And today I have Paula Hartman. She is the new sales coordinator for the Best Western Conference Center. So we're talking a little bit about the history of the Best Western mm-hmm. and how it's our only full service convention center and hotel. And we're going to go jump right in with Paula and talk about some of the amenities of the conference center, the meeting space, and all the other things, amenities you have available.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is one of the only full-service hotel in Marshalltown, and we feature 106 rooms. I know when looking at it, you go 106, but there are 106 rooms. We do feature some King Executive Suites. We have King Suites. We also have some three hot tub rooms, and we also have a corporate suite, which we also use as our bridal suite, which is actually a two-room.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It has a jacuzzi in it also. So we can do about any type of room that you're looking for. We also have an indoor swimming pool that's heated. It features an 8-foot deep end, which you don't find in a lot of hotels.
Okay.
And we do have a little outside area off of that pool that people can go outside if they wish.
Okay.
So we can set up neat parties in the pool area also for like cocktail hours or special elegant breakfast buffets. It's a really neat facility to use for that.
And this is just right down your alley.
I know.
You're going to be so good at this. I'm so excited.
I'm a party thrower.
That's good, though. That's what we need. We need, you know, people want, when they come into our communities, what they want is something that they can't experience anywhere else.
Well, and I just want to say a little bit about our general manager, Bill Canny. He dove into this about 3 months ago also, so we're both treading water together.
Sure.
But he is so creative, and he just loves to do presentation. You know, he's all about putting that best foot forward and making things look elegant, and he's always decorating something here and there make it look great.
Sure.
So working with him has been so much fun, and our groups have just been so appreciative.
Oh, good.
And that's really fun. Really fun. But we also have a fitness room in-house. And then, of course, we do catering, and we also offer room service. We have just recently become a pet-friendly hotel again.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's kind of a big deal.
It is. We have a lot of travelers who come through. And, of course, you know, if I wanted to drive somewhere and take my dog with me,
yeah,
I need that. Yeah. They're hard to find.
Yes.
There's a small fee to keep your pet in the room. And we do have a small segment of the hotel that we've designated to that.
Oh, great.
So we do try to keep the animals away from the rest of the guests.
Right.
You know, just to make sure that they're not disturbed.
Sure.
But so we're excited about having that amenity back to offer. We also have the free parking that you mentioned, free Wi-Fi, and in-room coffee makers, refrigerators, microwave ovens, you know, just about any amenity that we need inside your room.
So I just want to mention this because we did talk about it in the first segment, but if you stay at the hotel or you're having a conference and your guests are staying at the hotel, then that does include breakfast.
It's a free hot breakfast buffet.
Sure.
And it offers two meats and, of course, two different types of eggs, as well as oatmeal, and we also have cereals. We have gluten-free that we can accommodate. Of course, your various breads and things. And we also have waffle makers, so and juices. And
Yes.
About anything you could need for breakfast, fresh fruit.
Great.
So,
So that's a nice service, too. I mean, there's always the continental breakfast, but it's nice if you can get just a little bit more with your breakfast.
You bet.
Than cold food. So,
I've had breakfast in there a couple times when I don't get a chance to do it at home, and it's really good.
Good. So let's talk to Paula a little bit more about, like, the space that you have available for those who might not be familiar with the space that's available for the conference center. So you said 6,000 square feet. So I know that that can be broke out into different rooms.
We actually have five large rooms that go down the main hallway of the hotel off the lobby.
Okay.
And they're called A, B, C, D, and E. A can be divided into two smaller rooms.
Okay.
So, and these are, you know, pretty soundproof walls that go up. If you have the entire banquet hall open, it is 5,000 square feet. And in that, at round tables, you can seat 300 people.
Okay. That was what I wanted you to just share, is if you've got a group of 300, we can accommodate them quite well here.
And that would be round tables. You could put a stage in there for a band or a DJ and the dance floor, and that would all fit. And then we also could do, if you had more, we could do the 8-foot tables, which take less space. You can put more people in, and you get about 400 people.
Oh, okay.
So
we can accommodate up to 400 people.
Yeah, and then theater style, or if you're just doing a presentation, like we have holiday tours coming in to talk about special trips.
Sure.
You can seat up to 600.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty amazing facility. And then we also have another room, F&G, which is going to add up to a little bit more than, it's about 1,400 square feet together.
Okay.
So, and it can be divided in half.
Okay.
So those are our main banquet areas. And then, like I say, we do use Mr. G's, like for some reason, our service groups that come in and have lunch and want to have a short
meeting. So a lot of opportunities and to just set up kind of whatever you
want.
There
are. We have a lot of people who like to rent E because it has glass doors that open to the pool.
Oh, okay.
So if you're having a family Christmas party or a birthday party mm-hmm. or just a big gathering and you want to use the pool also, yeah. it's a great room to be in.
So this time of year, one of the things that they talk about is a staycation. So you can, you know, get your family together and maybe get some poolside rooms and have some fun with your family by the pool and maybe have pizza brought in. So just, you know, think about those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. And we feature $5 pizzas.
So. Ooh, that's right.
I've had a lot of people say, well, can we bring in our pizzas from other areas? They always name the place.
Sure, you know. Sure.
And I say, well, we have $5 pizzas. And they go, well, let's do that.
And they're good.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, great pizza. Okay, so, well, I just want to thank you, Paula, for being in, visiting with us today. We are going to wrap up our second segment. We'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown just shortly. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different restaurants? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those restaurants are downtown Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know we have a guide to all the local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee houses, and other area eateries. The Marshalltown CVB, the Guide to Local Eateries, can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. We are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, and convenience stores. Come down to the CVB office and pick them up at the Fisher Community Center or just give us a call at 753-6645 and we'd be glad to set some aside or drop them off. Treat yourself to the diversity of our restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us and discover our world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Experience Marshalltown. Our final segment here. Here's Val Ruff.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Thanks. Okay, so if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshalltown today, we have Paula Hartman, and she's the new sales coordinator for the Best Western Conference Center. And I'm excited to, we're talking about opportunities for you to bring your groups, meetings, conventions here. You know, even if you have a sporting event or a tournament, you need hotel space or a small room for your group or whatever, we can accommodate you out at the Best Western. And Paula's taking great care of folks and hit the ground running, and we're super excited about having her on board. So, Paula, let's talk a little bit. I know you wanted to talk about the opportunity for weddings. It is that time of year where people are, if you were just engaged over Christmas or the holidays, you're looking for a place to have weddings, and so I'll let you take it away with that.
That's right, and the wedding season is coming up. It's right around the corner. We have the ability to do this. You know, if you can't find a church, we do have, you can do the ceremony right at the hotel as well as your reception. And we can plan out your menu and what type of buffet, or if you want your dinner plated and served, we can do that also. We also have a great dance floor. It's kind of nice and padded, so it's easy on the legs. And, you know, and you can have your guests be safe and stay right there at the hotel. So there's no need to travel after the party.
Right.
And they can just get up in the morning, have a nice hot breakfast. And one thing we do include with the weddings is a banquet room the next morning, so you can open your presents in front of your guests.
Very nice. And that's a great idea.
Yeah. And with enough hotels booked, We also offer the bridal suite at complimentary to the bride and groom.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of great perks that we can offer a couple who's looking to get married.
Sure.
And so we're really excited about the weddings that we do have booked already. And we're working with quite a few couples right now and
great
having them have a great experience.
So if you're listening in, let folks know they can do all that.
And you know, Valentine's Day is coming up and a lot of people get engaged on Valentine's Day.
That's true. Or you could have a little getaway, plan a little getaway for your special person and stay at the hotel. And
well, then there's Sadie Hawkins. You can always do the asking if he's not getting around to it.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. So, Paula, tell us some other things. I know you've got a lot of great ideas, and you're putting a lot of things in motion. So share a little bit with us about what you got coming up.
Well, we've got some great events coming up. We do have a vendor show coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend on the 13th and 14th. We are partnering with the Times Republican to sponsor the bridal show, which is coming up on February 18th.
Okay, that's right around the corner.
Yes, for all your brides, come on
so
out.
So if speaking of the bridal show, so if someone's listening and they want to be a part of that and want to be a vendor at the bridal mm-hmm. show, is that something they contact you about?
No, they would actually contact the TR.
Okay.
And ask for Deanna Davis McGowan, and she can certainly set you up with a booth.
Okay.
And
great.
Yeah. And then also the Best Western Regency Inn is going to host the Chamber After Hours, A Taste of Marshalltown.
Oh, great.
So we want to invite all the chamber members to please come on out. I have a to-be-announced date. I think okay. we're looking at February 8th, but we'll have to get that out after it's confirmed.
Okay, so A Taste of Marshalltown. Mm-hmm. That's always a fun time because you get yeah. an opportunity to taste things that you might not have had an opportunity to do. Right. And then it just, you know, and that just kind of makes me think about 69 dining options mm-hmm. in Marshalltown.
And I'm so excited that we're going to have the girls swim meet here again this year. And
yes.
for the next five years. And happy to announce our hotel is totally booked up. So
that's
I'm
exciting.
So excited yeah. about that. So good so, job.
Yeah. So, you know, having that come back is just, I think it just speaks volumes to Marshalltown and to the leadership of the Y and the facility and our volunteers and, of course, our hospitality.
That's right.
So we're doing it well, and so the swim meet is back, and then, of course, we've got the golf 1A and 4A championships here. I know, too, I just had a great conversation with Tim Keener, who oversees the Little Boys Marshalltown Baseball, and they have tournaments coming in from March to June, and so I know that that's going to put some individuals into the hotels, and so, you know, we are kind of a destination because of our location. You know, that meet in the middle and come to Marshalltown. There's a lot to do here. And so before we wrap up our final segment today, Paula, is there anything? Let's just share with the listeners how they can contact you.
Well, they can find me at the Best Western Regency Inn. Our phone number is 641-752-6321.
Okay. So they can contact and get you there.
That's right.
So anything else that you want to share with the listeners? Any future plans that you want to share?
Well, I have a lot of ideas of events that I'd like to hold out at the Best Western. And I'm putting together a committee of community leaders oh. to start doing some brainstorming about new events that we can bring into town.
Great.
So you and I will be working very closely
All
together.
Right. That sounds like fun.
I know there's some events that we have had that will no longer have a sponsor. So
okay.
we want to jump in and reach out to those people also.
Great.
So,
I'd be glad to do that with
yeah,
you.
We
I
have
think a lot of opportunities here in Marshalltown.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on the show today. I look forward to working with you and all the great things we can do to bring folks into Marshalltown and the great amenities we can offer and our great hospitality.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. So we've got a quick minute just to say if you have an event or something going on here, if you got an event coming up or a fundraiser or anything like that, put it on that community calendar so that we can have all the dates on for 2018, and that's on www.marshalltown.org / you just hit that event tab and go ahead and post your event on there. We appreciate you taking the time to do that. Thanks for listening to Experience Marshalltown.